The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Thank you for joining us today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guest is Superintendent Dr. Andrew Jackson. Our podcast comes to you on our nationwide media network. We operate with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand media programming for over 3,300 small communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for school districts anywhere in the country. However, this edition is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Andrew, welcome back to another Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary. It's great to be with you.
Well, another academic year completed. The 2024 graduates are officially finished. What can you share about ECHS graduation?
Yeah, I'm happy to share information. We had a wonderful commencement on Sunday at 2 o'clock. We had 311 graduate for the class of 2024, and this is literally what we are all working towards at Sunman Dearborn. Every employee, every teacher, K through 12, is this day is when we students graduate and move forward. So we had 311 of them graduate. They have some impressive accomplishments. They earned a total of $5 million in scholarships. We also had 113 students receive the Indiana College Corps, which is over a third of our students, and that is that certificate in Indiana. We have a partnership with Ivy Tech. It's 30 college credits, so it's basically your freshman year of college completed before you finish high school. And then every state public school in Indiana accepts those as actual transfers for course for course. There's a crosswalk where if you take a writing course at Ivy Tech, you know, IU, every student that goes to IU takes what's called W-131, and they count it as that course. So it's the equivalent, and then a total of 3,690 college credits. So it's the equivalent, this class is the equivalent of 123 years of college is what they accomplished in high school. If you assume that it costs about $25,000 a year to go to college and live on campus, which might be a little bit low, but that's a good rough number when you look at the public schools in Indiana, that's a saving of over $3 million on top of the $5 million they received in their scholarship. So that's a significant accomplishment for our students. We also had a large number of academic honors and technical honors certificates as well. So very proud of the class of 2024 in terms of academics. Of course, athletics has been an amazing year. Now all of our high school students, you know, participate in athletics. So it's not just the seniors, but the seniors certainly lead that charge. And we've had 11 conference championships this school year. We've had 9 sectional titles, 2 regionals, a semi-state and a state championship, of course, and then also Mr. Football. And then we've had 4 individual state qualifiers. So academics, they've done amazing. Athletics, they've done amazing. And then, of course, our fine arts. We've had multiple students winning golds at the various vocal and instrumental competitions. We've had some excellent play productions in both the fall and the spring. And, of course, we have one coming up this summer. So it's been a great school year, and particularly this class of 2024 have just done some amazing things.
Yeah. Commencement is just a proud day for everybody involved, including parents, of course. And I know I have said this before in previous years on previous shows, but it's something that always comes to mind for me at this time of year. But as superintendent, this has to be one of the more enjoyable aspects of being superintendent, being on the stage and watching and meeting and greeting these graduates as they come one by one across the stage, is it not?
Oh, absolutely, Gary. You know, this is my 9th year at Summit Dearborn. So when I first arrived, these students were in elementary school. So I've really grown to know a lot of them. I've enjoyed watching them perform on stage, compete on the field and on the court. And so it's certainly an absolute pleasure that I am able to hand each one their diploma and shake their hand and tell them congratulations. And it's a somewhat of an emotional day as well. I don't know what it is about playing Pomp and Circumstance, but it's a very formal, official event, and it's something that not just myself, but the entire community can be very proud of.
Well, you know, everyone now launches into summer break mode, and I'm sure that varies a lot depending on who you are and what your role is, even in the school corporation. So along those lines, can you give our listeners kind of a peek behind a curtain summary of what goes on in the central office during the summer break months?
We begin immediately to start preparing for the next school year. In fact, we started doing some of the items that we have to complete for next school year back in, you know, February and March even. But as soon as the year's over, one of the first things I do is I have a central office and principal meeting where I have all the administrators in the buildings and all the central office administrators meet. This year is actually going to be 2 full days. Normally it's just 1 day. And we kind of look back a little bit at the year, look at some data, and then spend most of the time moving forward, looking forward. So we'll begin to look at some iLearn data and start crunching those numbers and drilling down a little bit to see if there's some areas and gaps in instruction and learning and get those addressed and set some goals for next school year. We review the strategic plan to see where we are with various things as well. So that's kind of the big picture stuff. And then getting down a little bit lower down into the weeds, there's just a lot of tasks to complete during the school year. I have to do all my evaluations on central office administrators and my principals. We have to get PowerSchool up and running for next school year and the enrollment process. We have to finish up hiring over the summer. There's summer cleaning. We're obviously on a building project as well, so I'm having multiple meetings during the building project because we're going to do 2 rounds of bids coming up here in late June, another one in late August, so there's a lot of work there as well. So we are busy every day. What's different about it is we're not interrupted. So when there's no students and a very small number of staff that are there, there's just less interruptions, less emergencies, and less questions to answer, so you can really get to work on the various tasks. But I have a whiteboard that's across my desk that I stare out every day that I see my task list, and I'm always focusing on that task list and making sure I can get those items completed and stay focused during the summer. But that is a question we often get. You know, do you work in the summer? What do you do all summer? We're very busy in the summer. It's actually a really busy time, but it's also a time that you can get a lot done because there's just less interruptions.
I would think so. Well, time truly does fly by, and not to throw water on the summer break campfire, so to speak. But before we know it, we will be looking at the beginning of a new school year. So what information can you share with listeners regarding registration for students?
Yes, absolutely. So for all of our returning students, everyone has to go online. The parents have to go online on their PowerSchool parent portal and enroll for next school year. It's very important to re-enroll every year. That's where we get updated emergency contacts. We get updated information on whether or not you want notified via school messenger and what phone numbers to use and what emails. So everyone has to go onto PowerSchool Parent Portal and re-enroll their students. You sign off on the handbooks that you've read them and understand them. Those handbooks get updated and changed every year. So that opens on Monday, July 15th. So we still have some time. In fact, we're working on getting those forms ready. So that opens for all parents on Monday, July 15th. New student registration is Monday, July 29th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., where parents can bring their students into school. They have an opportunity to meet the principal, meet the counselor, kind of see where they're going to be, where their classes are, check out their locker for the middle school and high school kids. Again, that's July 29th from 8 to 3. And then for returning students, we have what's called book days on the 31st of July and August 1st from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then August 2nd from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And those aren't required. You can come in if you want. We've kept those open, even though we do online registration, but there's particularly like sixth graders and freshmen, they want to come in and kind of see the school so they have an opportunity to do that. Now, we'll have some other orientation and open houses and all that that'll be announced later, but for now, we're just kind of announcing where we stand with the registrations and the PowerSchool enrollment that's coming up. Now, I do want to remind our listeners that if you are an in-district or out-of-district transfer, whether it's returning or new, you have to apply each year for approval. So if you haven't done that, please go out onto our website. Under Essential, you'll see transfer enrollment information, and that's where you can apply for an in-district or out-of-district transfer that you have to do every year. Then in July, when PowerSchool opens up on July 15th, you finish the enrollment piece on the PowerSchool parent portal.
Mm-hmm. The quantity of students that you are receiving, or let's just take this most recent year, how many out-of-district students did you have?
Last year, we had around 270 out-of-districts. That's grown significantly over the last 10 years. Back in 2013-14, kind of when it was just beginning, there was about 25. We're anticipating close to 300 this school year based on some preliminary data we have with some new students and our kindergarten class that we've did the roundup for. So that continues to grow. I think it will probably flatten at around 300, which is a good number for us. It has allowed, you know, before we increased our out-of-district enrollment, our enrollment was dropping with a 10-year enrollment projection of 3,300. And we've really turned that around by encouraging more out-of-district transfers and for people to be considering that. And I think people have noticed our success academically, athletically, fine arts, and then our facility upgrades as well. So that has helped us. We still, believe it or not, Gary, we're at a net loss on transfers. We have still have more students leaving than coming in. It was about a negative 300 net loss of about 100, you know, coming in and 400 leaving. And that was back in 16-17, which was the first year the state put out a report where we could see where our students were going. We've decreased that, so we're less than a net loss of 100 now. So we've worked on that. We want to get to even is what we want to get to. But we are now increasing our enrollment. We did have a slight drop last year, but 3 years prior, it was increasing. And now we're showing that our enrollment will just slightly increase and kind of level off between 39 and 104,000. We're kind of around 3,750 to 3,800 right now is what we anticipate for next school year. So it's the increase will slow down a little bit, but we think it will slightly increase each year. And then I think we'll end up leveling off between 3,900 and 4,000 students, which is a good number for us with our facilities and our class sizes.
Yeah, I was just thinking all in all, things are looking pretty good for you.
They are. And that's direct funding, right? Every student has that funding. It's 100% funded from the state now. That's where we get our funding for our education fund. So it has allowed us to provide pay and benefits for our staff and to increase programming and sustain programming as well, which is all paid out of the education fund.
Yeah. Well, another informative conversation. I hope your stakeholders, our listeners, are continuing to benefit from our monthly talks. I know I enjoy them. I learn something new. As many of these shows as I do day to day, I still seem to pick up on something new and different. I would like to take just a second and wish the entire Sumner and Dearborn community a fun, safe, and enjoyable summer break again. And congratulations to the 2024 ECHS graduates. And Andrew, I want to thank you for joining me once again here today on Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary.
So I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and we are happy that you have opted in to listen today and plan to join us here monthly, year-round. So until our next show, this has been Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman-Dearborn Community Schools.